Oh, so busy.
Oh, aren't we though? Hello, it's Neil and Debbie here, arriving for our show.
Had rehearsals, Neil. We're knackered. I don't think I've got the energy to go on.
We've got another 10. What?
10 seconds to go. We will go on though, because we've got 3 hours of beautifulness to bring you.
That'll do it. In Westlake and Lloyd Wade. So much love on Gaydio.
Morning.
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
She's going to feature on the show today, Neil.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, she's going to feature on the show today. So are you going to feature on the show today, but not in a way that you know about. And if you've seen the show tweet today, you'll know what I'm talking about, but we'll save that for later. Very, very busy show, Neil. Very busy show.
Yeah, well, we've got the Grammys to look back on, haven't we? I mean, Kylie and everything.
You're on Kylie's side for the Grammys. You are on Kylie's side of the Grammys. Oh, love, I'm on a different team.
I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Only one star of the Grammys, as far as I'm concerned, Neil, and we will be praising at the altar of the Miley of Sirius later. And also, Neil, I don't want to bring the mood down too early.
Oh, dear, here we go.
I don't want to bring the mood down too early, but I need to share something absolutely hideous beyond a shirt convention jumper.
Right.
That happened to me yesterday in a medical examining room.
Oh, no.
I don't think I've ever felt so ill at what they did to my body in my life.
Right.
But I would like to... A problem shared is a problem halved.
Okay.
So I bring you that horror a bit later. So we've got the Grammys, great music, and a medical hideous horror story. Who else brings you that?
Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger on Gaydio.
What's it? Yeah. Good morning to Briga Righthouse, who is listening to us right now. It's lovely to have you on us.
What?
Lovely to have you with us. Let's move on, Neil. Beautiful to have you listening, Briga.
The good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Weekly delve into the things that have been good, bad and lovely going on in the world this last 7 days. First of all, you might have heard of this. Rishi Sunak faced a barrage of criticism for his insensitive remark about transgender people during Prime Minister's questions this week. Here he is with a cheap jibe at opposition leader Keir Starmer, mocking the position of the Labour leader on the definition of a woman.
But it's a bit rich, Mr. Speaker, to hear about promises from someone who's broken every single promise he was elected on. I mean, I think I counted almost 30 in the last year. Pensions, planning, peerages, public sector pay, tuition fees, childcare, second referendums, defining a woman. Although, in fairness, that was only 99% of a U-turn.
This occurred moments after he was informed that Brianna Gay, the mother of murdered transgender teenager Esther Gay, was visiting Parliament that very day. Here's Keir Starmer's reaction.
Of all the weeks to say that, when Brianna's mother is in this chamber, shame.
Stonewall described the PM's remarks as a cheap, callous and crass use of trans people as a punchline. And definitely worth a read this week is the open letter to the Prime Minister on the Attitude website, written by editor Cliff Janu.
I didn't know about that. Thank you, love. I shall read that.
This behaviour has got to be called out, really, hasn't it?
Well, not only that, so, excuse me, but when we were in infant school, we didn't have stupid, just ridiculous comments, not comments like that, but you know, they're like absolute children. I say we dress them up in nappies and send them into Prime Minister's Question Time, and then when they've earned the right to wear adult clothes, we will let them. Actually, no, I've just pictured it, so I scrap that.
Finally, Liz Truss, the blink and you missed her former Prime Minister, has described supporters of LGBT people as left wing extremists. Truss made the comments at the launch of a newly established right wing group which is seeking tax cuts, tougher policies on immigration, and also the Department departure of the UK from the European Convention on Human Rights, which is something many of the population of this country laid down their lives to protect during the Second World War. That is the latest on the world of politics. We must go into depth on the Grammys and Kylie's win a little bit later in the show, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course we will. And shut up, Liz Truss, you fusty old lettuce. Just disappear off.
Beyoncé, Break My Soul on Gaydio. Neil Nibby here.
Excuse me, you forgot to mention the best star of that song, Big Frieda, who is my favourite part for that. I suggest we all unleash our wiggle right now.
Right.
You do yours, Neil. Show me yours.
Yeah, I'm going to give my wiggle out.
It feels better to get that. Oh, it feels so much more relaxed that that wriggle has been released. This is Ndebs at KDO for email and other things. It's Ndebs at KDO.
UK. We must mention the Grammys. Obviously, the big wins: Taylor Swift last weekend, Miley Cyrus,
who?
Boy Genius.
Who?
Taylor Swift. Miley Cyrus. Of course, she has more about Miley later. But we must celebrate Kylie. She won Best Pop Dance Recording for Padam Padam, and there's a lovely clip of her on Instagram, which she then talks about. I found a little clip of her on the red carpet, revealing what happened the moment she heard the news of her win. This is Kylie.
My manager came to the door and came in saying, two-time Grammy, that's all she got out. I screamed.
Two-time Grammy.
I was shaking.
That was Kylie this week. Wasn't a great reaction, eh?
Oh, she is. She's a pop Labrador, isn't she? She cannot hide her happiness.
No,
she cannot hide it. I haven't seen Kylie's performance yet. Right. I haven't seen it.
No. Well, she didn't actually perform. Am I going mad? She's performing at the Brits, but she didn't. Yeah. She didn't actually. Somebody else picked up. The guy who produced the record was actually there doing that for her.
Yes, so, yeah. I know, yeah. Neil, because I know him.
You what?
I know him, and I only found out this week that I know him.
No.
Seriously. I went, there's Harriet's son. And then and then I saw him on stage going, it's so brilliant to win this one. That's Harriet's son! And then I went on to her Instagram, and Harriet Rycroft, and she went, don't mind me while I'm a proud mother, and then she just screams, watching it. I love it when parents, you get a parent's reaction to their son, and isn't that wonderful? I walk around the park with him. I know who he is. Congratulations.
Marshmallow and Venby, No Man's Land on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here, and plenty more to come, including some Zara Larsson in a couple of seconds.
Wonderful. Neil, may I also tell you today that we've had controversy.
What?
In the village.
Right.
We've had some controversy in the village.
Oh dear.
Vis-a-vis pensioners yoga. And if you've never listened to the show before, myself and one of my best friends, Karina, we go to the only exercise class in the village. There aren't rich pickings. And it's, well, we didn't realise it was pensioners yoga, but we realised when everyone didn't have their own hips and had gone through the menopause 30 years ago, that we were the youngest in what's quite a blue-purple rinse class.
Right, yes.
But something has happened in that class that I heard audible gasps happening. Jean at the front, hip nearly came out.
Not more wind.
In the excitement. Wind. No, it's actually quite erotic what happened in yoga. But we'll save that for later. Right now, could we say morning to Dirty Monkey? He says, hello, this is Ndebs on Twitter / X. Here, when you mentioned Ryan Murphy and Glee on last week's show, you must see Brad Falchuk's The Brother's Son. It is brilliant.
Ooh.
So is this a Ryan Murphy thing?
Brother's
I've
Son?
Not heard.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not heard of this.
You haven't made me say a filthy thing on air, have you, Dirty Monkey? Brad Falchuk's Brother's Son. Brad Falchuk's The Brother's Son. Is that rude or is it not? I'll tell you what, let's go to break and I'm going to Google that.
Okay. It's called Phone. That's Medusa on Gaydio. Neil and Libby here this Saturday morning.
Yeah, it is, Neil. And, well, a little bit later on, I'd like you to identify, I'm giving you time to play along at home.
Right.
And tell me what this is. You know our occasional table feature, Supernature?
Oh, yes.
Right? Where we delve into the brilliant world of nature. So much has happened this week. You've got a choice of two things. One is Betty White the chicken. And the other one is this. Right, it's something huge that has happened in Australia this week. What is this, Neil? It's big news. B-I-G.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a bird of some description?
Is it a plane? Is it Superman? You're going to have to wait to find out, Neil. You're going to have to wait to find out. But right now, we love getting your messages, don't we? We just adore it. Neil's
absolutely
in charge of... We've got Neil on Instagram. And the address for that is, please?
This is Ndebs.
Ndebs, yeah. And, sorry? What did you just say?
I thought I got away with it.
I thought we'd been talking about this. We make a rule now, Neil.
Right.
We are not Steve Wright.
Right. I've got time to say the whole word. Life's too short.
I've heard you say Graham a few times in the past. Graham E. You said it today on today's show. Mm. And all sorts of things. So on Twitter at This Is Ndebs, we've just been sent a tweet from beautiful Dirty Monkey, who recommended a new show called Ryan Murphy Glee. If you like Ryan Murphy's Glee, you must see Brad Falchuk's The Brother's Son. And I've just Googled, thank you, Google. You know who Brad Falchuk is?
Go on.
He's worked with Ryan Murphy on everything.
Oh,
he's
right.
Worked on Glee, American Horror Story, and the most exciting show he's worked on is...
Are you blind in one eye?
And so this is the first TV show he's done on his own.
Oh.
So I'm not interested. I don't know about you.
No,
now.
Well, hang on. It's got a good pedigree.
Yeah, but I haven't got time in my life. I've just got over the traitors. I've just got my evenings back, Neil. So if you watch it, Neil, and give us a praise, that would be wonderful.
Okay, it's called My Brother's Son, is it?
It's called My Brother's Son by Chuck of Falchuk. Chuck of Falchuk.
Delicious to hear that. Danny Minogue with Reva. Who do you love on Gaydio?
Well, Neil, I love Lisa. I love dogs. Mm-hmm. I love David Attenborough. You're not too bad yourself. And Miley Cyrus, who will be popping up later on in the show.
Any news, by the way, on your new dog for the family that's coming?
Oh, love, shut up.
Yeah?
Our WhatsApp family group that's only my stepmum and I, because my dad has got a brick.
What?
That Michael Douglas threw it away. And my dad, oh, that'll do. No, this works quite well, actually. Meep, meep, meep. And you hear him, he doesn't turn the sound off. So when he texts, it's meep, 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 meep. And I'm rolling my eyes at my stepmum. And my dad's, no, spelt that wrong. So then you go, meep, 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 delete. And then it, honestly, it's like at home with the Osbournes, Neil, but like a very British version. Very British version. Yes, the little update from Dogville. We've had some beautiful messages vis-a-vis that. This is Pixie. Fell guy dog. My beautiful new family member is called Sevi, and he has spent the first week in my parents' house.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and my stepmom sent me a photo of my dad, who was a little bit suspicious of a two-year-old dog. Why are they getting rid of it? Has it got rabies? What is wrong with the dog? And my dad has got love hearts coming out of his eyes.
Oh, lovely.
And then the dog is looking up at my dad with love hearts in his eyes. It's so... I can't wait. I'm going down tomorrow to Kent and I'm going to meet him and then probably put him in the back of my car and drive him up here for a few months. He just looks beautiful. And the best thing is, Neil, he's been done. He's been done, so he's not a danger to Groombridge.
That's Ilias and Barrientos on Gaydio. This is
you and I know. Oh, it's like having Duolingo in real life now. Look at your wonderful pronunciation of that, which leads me very beautifully into this message. You know, last week we were talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, yes.
Weren't we? Andrew Lloyd Organ.
And Madonna.
Beautiful man. Beautiful man, and Evita.
Mm.
And I was scrambling. I said, Neil, what's that fabulous fast song that was in Evita? And you went, what was it? Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Which
they did
is
a speeded up version, dance version of that. Yeah,
I didn't say that though, did
no,
I?
No.
Well, thank God for you, J.R. Miller. Just tweeted, this is Ndebs. What's New Buenos Aires? That's the song I was thinking of. And it's this song, Neil, is amazing from the Evita soundtrack. Ready? Oh, there's the train. Yeah. Come on, Madonna. Come on. Run. Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Shimmy. When does it start? What's new? Buenos Aires. Thank you very much for letting us know that. And we might have to pick that as proper song for anthems one day.
Right, okay.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no. Is it Andrew?
Hello, Sir Andrew Lloyd. Yes. No. It's a no from him. No Evita from you, I'm afraid. Faith Evans, Mesmerised on Gaydio, and Philip George before that. Snell to be here.
Mesmerised. It's one of those words, isn't it? What's their other favourite word like that, Neil? Memorabilia. Why are you not joining in? Sam, sounding really quite strange. Bilia. We're Neil and Debbie, we're quite odd. This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. Now, no secret, Neil. During the first two songs after the news into anthems, I always have a little
exercise.
But here's the real depressing thing I've just been into my fridge.
Right.
Three of these things belong together. Three of these things are one of the same.
So the reduce
Look
label.
What I've got.
And they're all
Everything
juice.
Everything in my fridge has got reduced labels on. Can we please do something about the cost of living?
No.
I cannot afford to eat for £20 for chicken in Waitrose.
What?
I went, does it come with a chicken house? £20. Does someone
eggs?
Come over to cook it for you? £20 for chicken.
Wow. How big's the chicken?
Not as big as chickens, you know, Neil. But please can we do something? So I've got a melon, some mixed berries, and some organic duchy. It's making me sound quite snobby there. Some organic duchy mushrooms, all with the reduced label. So,
right,
so now I've got to frantically eat all this before it goes wrong.
I don't know, yeah.
Seriously, can we please, someone do something?
Right, yeah.
Just put it out there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Well done.
Neil, in a moment, I'd like you to think about medical things.
Oh, yes.
We don't usually cover this on the show. It's not embarrassing bodies, although we have got to. I need to think about when you've been in the hands of a complete stranger and you've gone, I'm not sure. I'm so confused. Please don't do that again. It's nothing dodgy.
Right.
Nothing dodgy. It's just something that you go, that was absolutely hideous. Don't ever touch that again.
Oh, my goodness.
So can we please go? I'm going to disrobe and go into my white robes while we come back with a medical, I was going to say straight to me, a medical drama that happened yesterday in Witney in Oxfordshire.
Playing our way through Gaydio's anthems as we always do on a Saturday. ATFC on the way and some Kylie in Freedom of Choice very soon.
Oh, Neil.
Yes.
Can I please come into the waiting room and share the horror that has happened to this body?
Right.
Yesterday, I had to ring up for a medical emergency to my local GP.
Right.
I couldn't get through because there's 5,000 other people in the village trying to get through. So I rang up a different number and they said, come in today. So I went all the way to Witney, which is my nearest one, and I popped in. You can drop the bed now, and it's making me more tense than I need to be. And you know me, Neil, I'm very honest about like medical things. And I told you the worst one I've had so far was Mr. Daddy the dentist, when he had his fist in my mouth. And he was asking me how my nana, who just died, was.
Right, yeah.
So it was a horrible moment. And then he's going, so how is nana? How is she? So she died about a week ago, Mr. Daddy. It was just horrible, awkward, and just hideous where your bottom swells. Well, yesterday, I had to go to an optometrist.
What?
I've been calling it optimistic. An optometrist.
Right.
What do you call them? Optimist.
An optometrist. For your eyes.
That's it. Yeah. And it was a lovely lady in Wheatney. And my eye had gone red, like something out of a horror film.
Right.
And she said, come and sit down. And she did that horrible thing where they blow on your eye, like that. And you go, It's so shocking.
Yeah.
The blow eye thing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then she sort of put these drops in my eyes, so I looked even horrible than I was. My eye was scratchy red and I was going, I'm dying. And she says, okay. I'm just going to do one more test and it's all over. Neil, please drop the bed because this is, if you've ever had this done, it's horrible. She got a wooden sort of lolly stick.
Right.
And she flipped over. She said, look down. And she pulled the eyelashes from my top eye and flipped my eyelid over. So I was sat in a chair. My eyes were forced open like something out of Saw.
Oh.
And then she said, okay, you can blink now. And the eye wouldn't flip itself back. So it was like Bride of Chucky with one of the eyes stuck like that. And then she says, right, we've got to do the other one now. So, oh my God, Neil, it was the most... try flicking your eye up.
No, try
it for fun. And I thought, this is possibly the worst experience I've ever had. And I thought of Stanley Kubrick's Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought, if they remake that, I can actually make that look even more horrible than it was
in the film. Did she fix your eye for you? Did she fix it?
Yeah, the good news is there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There was no need to have done those tests.
She was just doing it for fun, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was doing it. She was flicking my fight, yeah.
80FC, One Fat Diva, In and Out of My Life on Gaydia's Anthems.
Oh, God. One Fat Diva. She's one fat diva, she is. Good morning to Buckstar 83.
Huh?
Who, a.k.a. Pooh Bear.
Oh, Pooh Bear.
Mm. I'm going to take our new dog, Sevi, to Pooh Bridge, which is in Ashdown Forest, actually, this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, very good.
And Buckstar, Pooh Bear, adored the clip that everyone in the world has seen now of it all going up. With the girl trying to get in the house.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dangling over the window.
So funny.
And then there's even a Valentine's card with that on there.
She was on this morning, this week. You know, she wet herself while she was doing that as well.
Well, why wouldn't you, love? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I mean, I would buy that DVD.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? What would you call it? Say now on air, what would you call that DVD? No, actually, don't say. Let's go straight to freedom of choice
because it's going to get us.
Yeah.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the.
Our weekly deep dive into the archive. Three clips from three tunes, and Debbie will then have half an hour to decide which of the tunes we hear in full. Only one mind at the end of the anthems hour. This week, we're going to celebrate Kylie, obviously. Obviously, we've got Padam Padam. You could choose on Freedom of Choice, but we're looking at some of her other awards over the years. Choice number one comes from her first Grammy win in 2004. Remember this? Yes, that's the Blue Monday, Can't Get It Out of My Head version of that song. That is choice number two. And
that one.
Okay, you have half an hour to decide which one of these you're going to hear in full. Because, of course, Kylie won again this year, her second Grammy for Padam Padam. topping off a brilliant year for Kylie. That's your choice number three. Padam Padam winning at this year's Grammys. How about that? There we are.
Padam 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 Padam. What?
Well, you know, Neil and Karina Ars, who will be listening with an astute ear, that does not fall under the anthems category. And the last time you did this, Neil, you upset a lot of people. So we're going to rule out song number one because it's on the wrong speed. So song number and three, number three's out as well.
Right.
But we'll leave that a mystery to see which song will get picked in about half an hour.
Well, I found you on Gadia's Anthems. We got Vankelmut on the way. My head is a jungle coming up soon.
Oh my God, Neil, that was just. I think we need to call Kylie and we need to get that Grammy off her and give it to you. Now, enter your talent. This is NDibs at Gadio. This has come in from Jason Glam Pierce.
Oh, yes.
You know who Jason Glam Pierce is, Neil, don't you?
Oh, hi, Jason. How are you?
Jason is the person who really missed our Jackie intro. And this slipped in. Thank you so much. Oh, I like it, Jason. I like when you put a clip into the thing. Thank you so much for saying you will bring back the fabulous show intro. Then three love heart eye emojis. So the love hearts in the eyes. It's been like Friends or Mary Tyler Moore without the opening credits and music. Sad, he says, exclamation mark. Happy belated birthday, Neil. And also,
oh, bless you.
Did you have a...
What?
Did you have a birthday thick carpet?
What?
Thick pile carpet.
Oh, I see. Very good.
Yeah. So, but no, we'll get to that because I want to ask Neil about Valentine's Day because it's Valentine's Day in between this show and the next one. So we'll get to that in a minute because we must have an update for Cobweb News. But right now, could we please play this for Jason because he wants this back in the opener, Neil. We're very late for this.
We are a bit on. We're bringing it back and we're going to bring it back. Except we haven't. There we go.
Feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
You are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky people.
Freaks, the creeps on Gadio's Anthems. Neil and Debbie here.
Yeah, we are your freaks of Gadio, aren't we? We are. It is, Saturday, love, and it's been a brilliant week, and the Grammys have gone back up to full pelt, flipping brilliantness.
Yeah, they were good, weren't
and
they?
They were fantastic. I've not even seen them all yet, but Lisa keeps, Australian Lisa, beautiful girlfriend, we'll hear her back from her later, keeps sending me clips, and there's one, I don't know why this popped out in my mind now. Starring the incredible, oh my God, what was she doing? Miley Cyrus. Neil, did you see, if you have not seen her performance, here is a little slice of it.
Right.
I have never seen her look so good. She was channeling Farrah Fawcett in her hair.
Yes.
She was something out of like a futuristic shimmy dress and her shimmy halfway through the performance nearly put me in hospital. So she walks up on stage and they announce that she's the winner and she has a little dance with Billie Eilish. And then she goes up to collect her award by the one and the only fabulous from...
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
And Mark Ronson. And this is her acceptance speech.
And the Grammy goes to... Flowers, Miley Cyrus!
And she's walking up on stage now. Everyone is fainting.
Do you want to talk? Do you want me to talk? Or... All right, thank you all so much. This award is amazing, but I really hope that it doesn't change anything because my life was beautiful yesterday. Not everyone in the world will get a Grammy, but everyone in this world is spectacular. So please don't think that this is important, even though it's very important, right, guys? I want to thank everyone that's standing on this stage right now. My mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good I look. Anyone else? Thank you all so much. I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Yeah. And at that point, Neil, That was me gone.
Right.
And she went and performed it, and I cannot tell you, you know when you're at peak you, look back at photos of yourself in your life and you go, I had it then.
Yeah.
Oh, I really had.
Yeah.
She is at peak.
She's at her zenith.
Neil, I am serious. Her nipple confidence could have broken through the ozone layer. It was, she's doing it. And the song Flowers, she does a beautiful description about it being a butterfly and how it just set her free, this song. But I love her little ad-libs. This is her performing part of it. We'll hear from Miley in a minute. And this is her ad-libs during the performance. And you've got people like Oprah Winfrey. You've got Taylor Dane. What's she doing there? Taylor Swift. And also you can see everyone else dancing in there. The other people have gone out of my head, but here she is.
Then remembered I, oh, I can buy myself flowers.
He was dancing, yeah.
Wrap my name in the sand. Why are you acting like you don't know this song? I didn't want to leave you, but had to. I didn't want to fight, but we did. Started to cry, then remembered I just won my first Grammy.
Yeah!
Brilliant. Super.
And then she does a Tina Turner killer end to the song. It's fabulous. We're not going to play that because that's not an anthem and that's against the rules. So here's one she baked earlier.
Get me some money too.
Saturday morning playing Gaydio's anthems as we always do. This is Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Neil Lolly has been in touch. I didn't read this out. I forgot to read this out. Sorry, Lolly. Hello. Have a fabulous day, Neil Sexton. This was for your birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Maybe a trip on the Central Line is in order. Winky emoji. Question mark. And would you just like to, yeah, very briefly, you met a stranger.
Yes.
On the tube. And if I get this right, Neil, it's Marble Arch, Central Line.
Lancaster Gate, actually.
Lancaster, yeah, Gate, was, yeah, it? And you went back to a hotel?
No. To his muse house. I don't think I don't think it was his muse house. But I'm my early 20s. The thrill, yeah, and excitement of being in London for one of the, yeah, very first times, staying overnight in a hotel. Got cruised by this guy on the tube. Decided I was going to follow him. Ended up back at his place. And wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
So we are still yet to hear if that man would like to come forward. Maybe he doesn't want to be identified.
No,
now.
Probably not.
Maybe he might be telling a story going, oh, I had this one night stand. It was just...
It was terrible.
I never want to talk about it. It was like having your eyelids flipped over. No, but if you do know that person each time you say the Central Line, they go a bit red.
Yes.
If you know that person, please, I would love... We must get you on the show.
Although...
Because that won't be awkward. That won't be awkward.
We did actually have an email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk is the email address, and I'm just trying to find it now. This is from Niall. I don't know if this is the same person. Hello, good morning, Neil and Debbie. I have a newly acquired crush on Neil. Can you play a love song for us? Ha 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 ha. Love, Niall. Right. And his phone number.
Neil. Right, Neil, I'm really sorry. Yeah. Could you tell us who the Prime Minister is at the moment?
It's Rishi Sunak.
Thank God for that. I read that out 3 weeks ago, that exact message, because it was sent on Twitter again.
Oh, no, this came in on an email.
Yes, it was the same message, though. It's only one person who's got a crush, and you don't get a big head, Neil. So, yeah.
Oh,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
Yes, our deep dive into the archive, as we like to do at this time of the week, on Freedom of Choice. And we were celebrating this week Kylie's Grammys and Brit nominations and wins. First up was a Grammy win for Come Into My World, then Can't Get You Out of My Head, a Brit win back in time, of course, and then Padam Padam, which has won a Grammy this time around as well. Two Grammys for Kylie.
Only one of them really deserved it. Actually, no, two of them really deserved it. She deserved them all, Neil. She deserved them all. But I think the one that is the best one, and Stewie, the long-suffering PA of the diva, Catherine Ellis, will be really loving this because it's one of his favourites. Can we please play Can't Get Blue Monday out of my head and do the snood? Only if we can all do the snood dance to this, please.
I'm doing it now.
Promise?
Yeah.
Neil, are you all right? You look like you're having... Are you all right? Are you having a moment?
Snood away.
FM. hands up.
Get Blue Monday out of my snooty head.
Right, do that. My friend Danny Cox, it's Neil and Debbie Gadio. My friend Danny Cox sent me the video to that.
Oh.
And I learnt the dance moves my lounge.
Yeah.
Kept rewinding it. And then, honestly, Neil, I can do that.
The whole thing, the whole routine.
Do the whole thing, do the whole thing.
I want to see that on TikTok.
I did have to wear a neck brace for a week, but it was worth it, Neil. It was worth it.
Yeah.
We will be staying with All Things Australian because we'll be paying a visit to Australian Lisa and Mardi Gras. Sydney Mardi Gras. Some huge news about that.
Oh, wow.
On the way.
Wow. Random pitch time.
Oh, God. It's not Cilla Black.
There can only be one queen.
It's Pancake Day.
Daddy loves you.
The UK's LGBTQ plus station.
KDO. Well, it used to say a little bit of catnip to lesbians. Pink on KDO.
Yeah, we sat on a lap, didn't we? Well, I sat
well, you
on a
did,
lap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We interviewed her in a very posh hotel, and we were really prepping our questions, weren't we? Like, well, let's ask something no one else would ask. I'm going to tell her I've got a crush on her, Neil. I'm going to, because she'll like that. And we walked in, and there was a chaise longue, and Pink was sat there. You went opposite her because it was being filmed. You went opposite her to get that in that great camera angle, and I just went and sat right next to her,
that's
literally
right.
on her lap because it was quite a small chaise longue.
Yeah.
And her manager, her management PA,
a whole team of people rushed in and said, no, not there.
Threw me absolute daggers. It's like I'd flipped their eyelids open, Neil, hadn't it? They were so angry at me.
Yeah.
And Pink was like, no, that's cool. You can stay there. Mm. And then there's a photo. Actually, we must repost it. That Pink did she organised the photo shoot.
Yeah,
we
did.
Were saying, oh, can we have a photo? She went, no, turn around, get the great light, smile, suck your fat in, let's go. And it's one of my favourite photos. It's the only radio photo I've got in my house in a frame.
Oh, really?
It's in the kitchen, if you want to know, by the bananas.
Would you fancy an Italian job?
Yes, please, Neil. Yes, please.
I'm talking Amanda and Alan, who just come up to Trump's each week. There's normally a little moment in there in the show when they're sort of doing over this sort of wonderful place in Italy where they're doing it up.
Can I just say that that show was so unexpected because I'm not an Amanda Holden person.
No.
She's a bit ITV TV Times for me. Alan, I will watch anything he's in.
Mm.
I'd watch him sell jewellery on QVC. I'd watch him do anything, and I just think that show is so beautiful. So could we, just before we play that, and we'll come back to that because this link has gone on, can we have an update from you each week about your best bits of that show?
Yes, yeah, yeah,
because you really like those two. They're like, you're a thruple with them, aren't you?
In a kind of way, I sort of am, yeah. And I'll bring you one of those moments after this on Gadia. An Odyssey. It's called Always on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. So, yes, on the Italian job with Amanda and also the gorgeous Alan. There they were the other week. They were taking a break from doing up this wonderful little house that they're doing in this small Italian town.
They buy it for nothing, don't they?
Yeah.
They sort of buy it for no money.
€1 they buy it for and they do it up. And they actually...
Why don't we move there? I'm paying a fortune on this flipping mortgage. €1 and it is yours.
Yeah, but they make out that like, they're doing all the work, but they've got all the gear on and they start off, but then they've got a team of builders that go in and do it for them, really, haven't they? It's a joy.
Never look behind the curtain, Neil.
No,
never look behind the curtain.
So here they are. They've taken a break from doing the bit of building and they've taken a bike ride. I think they're on one of those pedalo things where they're cycling around together and they spot somebody and have this discussion.
The thing is, I was plasterboarding and I came down the step ladder and my tit was like hooked over one of the rungs and I had to lift it up.
And you thought, that's it, enough?
I just want to go down a cup size. Like, you know, I'm single now and I want to get a partner.
So you want to get ripped like him, Alan?
What?
That man down there, look at him.
Yes.
He's quite ripped. He's looking at us. He knows we're looking. I'm just going to pretend I'm not looking at him.
It's like a whippet. He's got those muscle bits there, you know, like a xylophone. No, ribs.
He's got ribs. So what you need, Alan, is a revenge body.
Yeah, but at the minute I've got a blamange body.
I feel now, I really do. Lady Gaga. These are Gadia's anthems. Neil and Debbie here.
Good. Really good, Neil. Really strong. You know what's happening in a few weeks' time in Australia?
Is it la-di-da time?
It's la-di-da time, yeah. And would you like the wonderful news? Would you like the amazing news?
Mm-hmm.
Can't find the breaking news jingle, but Lisa and I are going.
No.
Yes, we're going, Neil. We are going, read my lips. And I've been, can I say hello to a new friend that I've made? And his name, he's a wonderful person.
Oh, hang on, you've been flirting with them for tickets.
Yes, I've been flirting and I've got tickets to the parade and tickets to the after show party. And Neil, even better than that, my new friend Matt, Handsome Matt, I like to call him, he is trying to organise interviews with the headliners. And we've interviewed both the headliners before. I'm going to give you a little clue now, buzzing when you know. We interviewed this person who burst into tears when we talked to them during... They burst into tears during lockdown when we interviewed them when we were doing the show from home. Oh, we still are. And you quite insensitively, underneath her bursting into tears, this is the bed. She was talking about someone who just died, actually, a really good friend of hers, and why she was doing these lockdown DJ sessions. And underneath her, you had sort of music like this. And she was crying. I was like, Neil, change the bed. Change the bed. She's talking about a friend who's just been... So, do you know who that was? Do you remember who that was?
You have to remind me.
Ultranate.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
And the second person, you're quite right, is a man who I thought we'd had a real connection with, and we looked deep into each other's eyes when he came into the studio. And I was forever moved. I thought, maybe I have got feelings for Adam Lambert.
Mm.
And then 2 years later, we met him.
He didn't remember.
He's like,
you.
Sorry, have we met before? Have we ever met before? You don't look familiar. I'm like, Adam, I've had moments thinking about you.
Mm.
And he's like, right, okay, well, answer me the question, then I'm going. So he's headlining as well. So I shall be bringing you all the action.
That's amazing.
For Mardi Gras.
Wow.
Because I will be there, Neil, but you know where you're going to be, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be with your head between your knees, your brother. You're going to be in Bangkok.
Mm.
So Oriental we're going to be away.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. We're going to have a very busy show to come back to when we come back in March.
That's right.
But that's all to look forward to, just to put in your diaries. Thank you.
Eliza Rose, that's called Body Moving on Gaydio.
Body Moving.
Yeah.
And they certainly are, Neil, aren't they? Neil, I'm going to go back in time during the last 30 seconds. Now, Neil, the first rule of radio is don't save the best bits for in between the songs when the mics are down.
Yes.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when you told, you know, sort of shared a snippet about the central line?
Yeah.
Which we've loved that little morsel because we don't get to know too much about you. You're a very private person, like you're on the run.
Right.
You don't share much of your life, whereas I've told you about my eyelids being flipped over.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. And I heard that. And you have just told me something about Lady Gaga that you were one of the first people to know about her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so can
you
tell?
I was working at the old place, we got invited to one of those, the record company, sometimes do like a big promotion thing, like I think it was about September time. This is what we've got coming up, you know, for the Christmas. Mm. We'd be all these new artists, or established artists, got albums and CDs and things coming out. And we were shown the video to Lady Gaga.
Let's dance. Was it Let's Dance?
It was the first track. Yeah.
Bigger Bing Bang Gang.
I just knew watching her on this screen. I just knew she was going to be massive. She just had something about her. Yeah. And I went back to the radio station and I told one of the guys who also works on the music there about her.
No.
And I said, really, if there's a chance to interview her, I'd love to do it. And then the next minute, I find out he's doing the interview.
Yeah. Gary H.
I was really annoyed because it was me that spotted her and I knew that she was artist of the future.
Neil, that would have changed your career. This is like Deal or No Deal and you've got the penny box. And,
I know.
And you've got the,
The
old place had a lot of stairs. You should have showgirls out the way and say, Gary can't make it, so I will be interviewing you, Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Oh, Neil, what a horrible, horrible thing to live with.
Yeah. Charming. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday. Anthony Murphy on the way in about half an hour with some of your Gaydio requests, of course.
And God bless you, Anthony Murphy. He didn't give away any Traitors spoilers because
you
hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Anthony, we've got to watch Traitors Australia, all right? Because that is apparently the best one. And talking of things Australia, before we go to Lisa Neal, we've got some acting royalty in our midst. Oh. Stuart Angus, remember that, because he's going to pick up an Oscar, a Grammy and a GOAT. He's going to pick them all up with this, Neil. Please can we get a shout out for Romilly Operatic Society, as we are doing...
Well, a few years ago, I went on a pilgrimage backstage to an ABBA concert, hoping to grab an audience with Her Royal Highness Agnetha. Well, when I saw her ducking into the ladies' loo, naturally I followed her in.
Natch.
And after she'd finished her business, I ducked into the cubicle, only to find she'd left me a little gift sitting in the toilet bowl.
What are you telling me? This is an ABBA turd?
Stuart Angus is performing the Priscilla Queen of the Desert musical at Stockport Plaza.
Oh, wow.
From the 12th to 16th of March. Super. Tickets are on the website. Thank you from Stu in Manchester, who you might recognise because he might have an ABBA turd around his neck next month.
If you're lucky,
if you're lucky, yeah.
Talking of which, hello, Lisa, Australian Lisa.
Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex. Mm. What a week it's been. So I do like the new Kylie and Sia song. Have you heard it?
Right.
Controversially, though, I love Danny's new song. It's so catchy. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Madonna news isn't quite as exciting this week.
No.
I've been seeing the places that she's been, Pittsburgh and Cleveland and stuff, and she hasn't had amazing guests. So I don't feel like I've got a lot to report on that this week. But Taylor in Tokyo, I watched some of her concert online. And Debbie, can we please go in the summer? I don't care. Can we fly to Europe? I need to see her. She's amazing. And as I'm sure everything that happened this week isn't as important as Debbie's parents getting a dog. I'm imagining that Debbie has spoke about this dog since the beginning of the show. My goodness. Mm. 2.5 weeks until we go to Australia land and go to Mardi Gras. Anyway, have a fantastic show.
Oh, bless you.
Love you, miss you, mean it. Bye.
Thank you, Australia. I'm surprised she didn't mention about Kylie winning. She's a huge Kylie fan.
And she needs to update her diary because it's not 2.5 weeks, Lisa. It's the beginning of March, but thank you.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. And you know we are slap bang in the middle of LGBTQ plus History Month, don't you?
Yes.
Fabulous. Whilst this year's theme is Advances of Medicine and Health Across the Years, here at Gaydio, along with Sky, we're taking a look back at what it was like to be queer in the 80s.
The 80s. It was a decade of fishnets, leg warmers and denim. And despite it being 40 years ago, things were a little bit different.
We didn't have Grindr or any of those dating apps because we didn't even have mobile phones.
Matthew Hodgson is the exec director of AIDSMAP and an LGBTQ plus activist.
1986 was the year that I went to university. Completely new environment and no one knows me and I can be who I want to be. That was also the year that the Iceberg and Tombstone adverts started.
If you ignore AIDS, it could be the death of you. So don't die of ignorance.
I sat down and I was watching television and Panorama came on. And it was called A Killer in the Village, and it was the first news report about AIDS that was broadcast in the UK. And so I thought, from my very first sexual experience of another man, that I would have inevitably have got this new disease and was going to die. So I was absolutely terrified.
But fast forward 40 years, what would you say to your young self today?
I would say, oh my God, I've got such great news for you. Because right now, society is telling you that you're wrong to be gay and that all homosexuality is a little bit vile. That's going to change. And in your lifetime, there's going to be gays on Saturday night television on a regular basis, and that won't be exceptional. There's going to be an equal age of consent. In fact, there's going to be no real legal discrimination, legal inequality in the UK for gay and bisexual men or for lesbians or bisexual women. What's quite difficult to understand now is how very closeted most LGBTQ plus people were. I remember being on the dance floor of this club and the Communards' Don't Leave Me This Way was playing. Being in this gay club with all these men with check shirts and moustaches, which was really hot, and this music playing, and it being, you know, this wonderful vocal performance by Jimmy Somerville, who was such an outstanding singer and activist and was completely unashamed about being homosexual at a time when it was just completely taboo for a pop star to be out and gay. So yeah, that's a song I know exactly where I was when I was dancing to it.
You can listen to more people talking about what it was like to be queer in the 80s online at gaydio.co.uk.
Do check out our Instagram page, by the way. This is Ndebs, is where you'll find us on Instagram.
And well recovered. Neil, I have been waiting for this moment for the whole show.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is such... When I saw this photo, I thought, we're putting this on the show tweet. It's on today's show tweet, and you'll realise why. This is art imitating life, Neil. What's my favourite ever photo of you? So, favourite photo of you ever?
Oh, there are so many.
No, with the one I always go back to. What is it, Neil?
Oh, I don't know.
What is it?
Which one is it?
You better work.
Do you remember?
Oh, not
yes,
me embalmed.
Yes,
with
you embalmed.
Oh.
Well, you won't you believe better. What has happened this week.
Go on.
Over we go to Michelle Visage. Na, na, na. Look at her.
Oh, my goodness. It's like I'm at home. Oh, my goodness. So gorgeous. The lips. The nails.
But not the face. No mention of the face because the person who did it...
Are you blind in one eye?
RuPaul obviously was so jealous that you look like a waxwork model, he has turned himself into one. Mama Ru, in fact, not RuPaul Charles, Mama Ru,
wow,
is now looking like you do in the photo for today's show tweet. And I would like you to put up on a poll, please, Neil, who looks more like a waxwork figure? Waxwork Neil or Waxwork Rue?
Right.
Okay, you know how to do polls on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram. So I'm going to send you the photo from today's show tweet at This Is Ndebs. And next week we will find out who the winner is. Neil, honestly, that's the last thing I want to see before I die is the photo of you, me and RuPaul. And you know the one I mean. If you want a laugh, just go to our show. Now, you don't mind, Neil, do you? You
well,
don't
I haven't
mind.
Got much choice now. You've
no,
already done it, haven't
yeah,
you?
It's been published.
Another show. I can't believe I haven't even done all my Kylie stuff from the Grammys. Yeah. We'll have to save it for next week, won't we?
All pensioners yoga, the controversy in the village this week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And we also haven't, we've got to mourn Ingo the Flamingo. The oldest flamingo in the world died.
Oh, no.
I know, what a terrible way to end the show. But luckily, Anthony Murphy will turn that frown upside down.
Brilliant.
And with his Gaydio Anthems, one of the best shows in the world.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Extra oh bits. No, that's not a nice way to start, Neil. That was quite creepy, actually.
Welcome.
I was going to play this. One night in Bangkok, the tough guys stumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me. The lyrics of that song are so brilliant.
And when he says reclining Buddha, I know exactly what he's talking about now because I've seen that. Yeah.
I like the one, and if you're lucky, then the guy's a she. Dun, 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 dun. And it says, when your head is over your pieces, brother.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Great, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Andrew Lloyd Organ who wrote that, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't it from Chess the Musical?
Yeah, but that's...
So was it Murray Head that wrote it?
No.
Who wrote it?
Tim Rice, with Bjorn and Benny from ABBA.
How do they know about when your head is over your pieces, brother?
Well, they must have done some research.
Have they? Is that what your trip... it's our podcast Extra Bits here. And, you know, the show was so full today. We're brimming over. We've like left the milk on the boil and it's gone...
I know, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, at least we haven't got to do show prep for next week's show, Neil. It's all done. I'm going to Sydney Mardi Gras at the end of the month.
I can't believe this. This is amazing news.
Well, you have to make stuff happen, love.
Yeah,
you've got to make stuff happen. Well, I did make stuff happen.
Mm.
Yeah. I did lie on the email slightly.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. What did you tell him? What you say? You're from the BBC, did you say that?
No, it's only the BBC. No, I didn't say that, Neil, because that's quite easy to disprove.
This is a door opener, that is.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, where's your email from Dadio? Sorry, I don't understand. Could you send me your official email? No. I said, I laid a bit of a trap for myself, because I said, we were invited to World Pride when it was in New York.
Mm.
And we did a great show there. We interviewed all sorts of people. And we, you know, it was a really good show that we did. Not that we did, that, you know, we covered.
Yeah.
And I said, and we loved World Pride so much. We've been to every World Pride since. Right. Now, Lisa, she said, you idiot. She said, you didn't write that. I said, yeah. And I said to my friend Matt, I said, we'd really love to cover World Pride in Sydney this year.
Mm-hmm.
Got an email back going, hi, Dibby. Thanks for reaching out.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, World Pride in Australia
was last year.
Which also means that I've not been to any World Prides since New York, because they only happen once every 4 years.
That's right, yeah.
So I've already been lied. Oh, yeah. I've been lied.
You've been caught out.
I've been caught out in my first email to him.
Yeah.
Where, but he said, yes, no problem, we can sort you out with passes.
Lovely.
So he would have gone, you're an idiot, but
yeah.
I'm bigger than you, so I'm just not going to mention it.
What a nice chap.
If that was me, I would have gone, oh, how was that? Which prize did you go to? Question mark. Have you got any photos or audio?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, we've got photos of you on the parade there.
Yeah. So, which World Prides had you been to? Chapman's Wells? But no, so I'm really forward. And you are a changed man since you went for your first real holiday, like a proper holiday last year. You came back, well, changed, didn't you?
You think so?
Yeah, you came back happier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
You looked refreshed.
Yeah, well, that's why I need it again. That's
yeah.
I'm going for another one. Another fix. Yeah. 3 weeks this time.
Are you going to the same place?
Well, I am actually in as much as... I'm going to someone to... I'm going to Bangkok, which I went to last time, but I'm going there on my own this time, and I'm going to get... I've got loads of things that I didn't get to do last time, so explore. And then I'm also going to go to Phuket, which I have not been to before, so that's for the second week.
This is really interesting, Neil. Can we please have, you know how Joe Lam, hello, madam, how can I help you? Can we have the Neil Sexton One Night in Bangkok Diaries?
I was thinking, I've got an Instagram profile for specifically, it's called Thailand Time. So I thought I might just post those stuff on there and do some stuff
on
that.
Can you repost it on This Is Endebs to Instagram?
Yeah.
Instagram, can you?
Yeah.
And then can I repost it on our Twitter while you're not there? Because I'm going to do the Sydney Mardi Gras. I'm going to wear a Sydney Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Sydney Mardi Gras.
I'm going to put Sydney Mardi Gras, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
brilliant. This is Lisa and Debbie at Sydney Mardi Gras. That's brilliant. And you're going to do One Night in Bangkok. We'll come up with another name for that. So that's exciting, Neil. So we can bring a flavour of those two different places.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to miss,
Can we break the news, by the way, about what we're doing 3 weeks after we get back from those respective holidays?
We're doing something exciting with Gadio.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know whether it's official yet.
I don't think it's been confirmed, but there's something else in the pipeline, isn't there?
Yeah, a travel thing, which is exciting.
Yeah.
But Neil, I'm going to mourn going away because I haven't met him yet, but I just love him.
Oh, yes, this is Sevi.
Sevi. Yeah. Yeah, I'm off to meet tomorrow.
Oh, Sevi. Isn't there a song called it, Sevi? Yeah.
No.
Sevi.
There's not. No. I know the song you mean.
Mm.
Oh, na
na.
Oh no, what's the word? Oh na na. Laurie. Oh, Laurie.
No.
Oh, Laurie. Well, there you have
Let's see if I can find it.
Today's podcast. We've had Neil singing. We've had me singing, and eyelids flipping up. You are welcome.
Neil and Debbie.
I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.